السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Over the past few Thursdays, we have been discussing some of the incidents in the life of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the awliya, the shuhada, the salihin, so that we may get some kind of consolation. That difficulties, tests, trials, hardships came upon the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam to such an extent that some Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were even sliced into two parts. Some of them were stoned to death, some of them were burned, some of them were hanged. Now these were Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Look at what the Bani Israel did to their Anbiya, some of them. Then if we come to Tajdar-e Madina, Ahmad-e Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we say is Jameelo me Ajmal, Kamilo me Akmal, Sharifo me Ashraf, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering. In our times, if we get boycott, then the worst kind of boycott was that of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. 3 solid years. We talk about humanitarian aid and humanitarian assistance is not being allowed, or was not being allowed, and now to also very limited extent into Palestine. Now how else are they going to get consolation except if they're going to know these incidents? That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions for 3 solid years. What a kind of boycott. No food allowed, no drink allowed, no communication also with their family members outside. And if anybody was caught taking any kind of aid and help and assistance to them, then they also suffered the same kind of torture and pain and all kinds of bombardment, as we would say in our time. So for what was that? That was to give consolation to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that was going to come till the day of Qiyamah. That you must not think that you will be immune and safe from tests and trials. However, the difference is this, that those people were Muslims in the true sense of the word. They were believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Or they were in the company of the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Or they were of the very, very pious and righteous predecessors of ours. So they, in those difficulties, in those hardships, in that suffering also, They truly believe that our Allah is with us. Allah Ta'ala's power is such, His knowledge is such, that it encompasses everything. There is nobody that can escape the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is before Him, the heavens and the earth. Every little ant, every little creature, every bird, every leaf of every tree, every particle of the dust. So much so that even those things that we do not see with our eyes is before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing is out of the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So can there be a situation where His awliya or where His anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam or where the tabi'een or tabi'at tabi'een or where the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were out of the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Can that ever be possible? That Allah Ta'ala was not aware of what they were going through, what kind of difficulties, what kind of hardship. Allah Ta'ala was well aware. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to show that these are the people who have believed in me. And look at the kind of tests and trials they are undergoing. But they haven't distanced themselves from me. They haven't lost their faith and trust in me. It is bringing them even more closer to me. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was watching their tears. Allah Ta'ala was listening to their du'as. But for everything, Allah Ta'ala has a time frame. Allah Ta'ala only knows, He only knows when is the best time to send down that ghaibi madad and that nusrat and that help from unseen sources. Allah Ta'ala's army is unlimited. His forces are unlimited. We talk of jet fighters and bombs and missiles and everything. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can use mosquitoes, He can use birds, He can use the spider's web for protection. Allah Ta'ala can use the dove's eggs. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can use such kind of things that baffles our imagination. That how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected. And how Allah Ta'ala sent His aid and help and nusrat. Now why I am repeating these things is to strengthen our iman. That we must not lose hope and faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Our duty is that we must look into ourselves, do an introspection, that where are we going wrong? Why is the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala delayed? The type of zulm and injustice that is being done, then we must look at ourselves. The type of injustice that is being done all over the world, then why is that nusrat and help of Allah Ta'ala being delayed, whereas He has promised His help and nusrat to those upon whom injustice is being done, irrespective of who they may be. Allah Ta'ala helps and assists them. So there's a certainty that definitely help of Allah Ta'ala will come. But now when it will come will depend on us. We have to check where are we going wrong. And if there is a large percentage of the Muslim Ummah who is 100% practicing upon Islam and Sharia and Quran and Sunnah, or at least making an effort to do so, and over their weakness and shortcomings they are making plenty of istighfar and tawbah, they are shedding tears of nadamat, regret, remorse, so then we must believe that that is a test and trial. Then it is a test and trial from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and not an azab. So tests and trials will come. But Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Allah Ta'ala is with those who patiently persevere. Therefore, I repeat this beautiful poetry of Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum. The explanation also, which you have heard by now many, many times. But the whole purpose of repetition is so that it may settle in our hearts. We may understand the implications of our doings, and also we may understand Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Nizam. Isi tara se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, isi tara se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. This is a majlis of zikr, and I have repeatedly mentioned that the whole purpose of this zikr majlis is to light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts, the ishq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not a majlis of bayan, of waz, of masail, of sharia. Now, all those things are required. Tafsir is required, fiqh is required, seerah is required. But this majlis is a special majlis, so that we light up Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love in our hearts. And we build up that faith and trust and confidence in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will come, then the steam of that muhabbat will make us move mountains. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala wa majmain, before them were armies of fully armed to the teeth, powerful, mighty forces. But because they knew the supreme power, they had recognized Allah. Therefore, they were not afraid. So he says, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. If we are not going to have these two great bounties in our life, shukr and sabr, these are two great ni'mats, just as we consider wealth a ni'mat, home a ni'mat, car a ni'mat, that too if we do consider it, then these are also great bounties. Whosoever is blessed with it, he is blessed with the best of both worlds. Because this is what will take the person to Allah Ta'ala. This is the route to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The route of sabr or the route of shukr. And then that leads to Allah Ta'ala's raza and pleasure. And the person who gets Allah Ta'ala's raza and pleasure, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. So the person who is going to get the raza and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then it's Jannat. And when he's going to get Jannat, then he is going to get all the bounties of Jannat that will come. But together with that, the greatest bounty will be seeing that very Allah for whom we were making sabr and shukr. That Allah for whom the person was exercising sabr, whether it was in his ibadat, his ta'at, or whether it was in abstinence from sins, or whether it was in the difficulties and hardships that he faced in his life, he was exercising sabr. And for whom? For Allah. If they ask the person, why are you doing all these things? He said, for Allah. And when he was exercising shukr, that was also for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure. So now he will be able to see that very Allah. That salah that he was making, zakah he was giving, his fasting, going for hajj, taking care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, assisting and helping those people who are suffering, whether they're in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, or in our neighborhood or wherever they may be, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, but this person was going out of his way to assist and help in whichever way possible. Now all these things, if he was doing it for the pleasure of Allah, so there must be a desire in that person's heart to meet this Allah. So where else is he going to see Allah Ta'ala with his naked eyes except in Jannat? Once again, that beautiful couplet. What can we do when it comes? Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی. ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی. After years and years of exercising restraint from haram, fighting nafs and shaitan. Years and years of mujahada that he made. Now this person will get happiness and joy, which will have no limits and no end. The veils covering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance will now be removed. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazaron ki mehraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. So therefore these difficulties, these hardships, these tests and these trials, it is not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is unaware of it. It is happening with the will, with the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Outwardly it appears to us as if the enemy forces are victorious and they have suppressed and oppressed and tyrannized and they seem to be successful. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He gives a rope. He gives a chance for those people to accept Iman, make Tawbah, repent, because Allah Ta'ala is very merciful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people were persecuted. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam was stoned in Taif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know the different kinds of hardships and pain and suffering that came upon him. That angel which Allah Ta'ala appointed, as Jibreel wasalam, that he picked up the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, those were people who were engaging in homosexual activities, took them right up to the skies and turned the earth upside down and then rained stones on them. And all of them were completely destroyed and the signs are still there if anybody wants to go and see there, that how the earth is sunken there. But the point is this, that could Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not have ordered that same angel that these Quraysh and these kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama, who are oppressing, tyrannizing, torturing, persecuting, then do the same to them. Just one screech of an angel was sufficient. As a Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he could have destroyed all of them on the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if that had happened, would we have had Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an as Amirul Mu'mineen resting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Would we have Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala an? Look at the khidmat and the service that he rendered in so many battles after accepting Islam. Would we have all those other sahabas who came from that group of the Quraysh and Kuffar who were persecuting, torturing and stoning Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knew in His wisdom that these people are heading for Iman, they're heading for Islam. Therefore, they are not going to be destroyed, they will be given a chance. It's a chapter on its own, we can go into lengthy discussion. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system we cannot understand. Our job is to introspect, check ourselves, where are we going wrong. If we are doing that which is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we must believe that that's a test and trial. And in all tests and trial, the person will enjoy sukoon in his heart. That is the difference. That if it's a test and trial, then the pain will be in the body, the pain will be outside, there will be suffering, there will be poverty, there will be all other kinds of trouble. But within the heart, the person will believe very, very strongly and he will sense and feel that my Allah is with me in all these difficulties and hardship. He will sense it. Allah Ta'ala has made our hearts very, very sensitive. They can sense a lot of things. We will sense that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with us. And that person who believes that the supreme power, that is Allah's power, is with him, then he will have sukoon in his heart. He will believe that this is a test from Allah Ta'ala. And he who is sending the test, what else must we do but turn towards him to remove the pain? So, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. A Muslim's life, it will be between sabr and shukr. No one in this world can say that he will never ever have any kind of pain, suffering and problem. It's impossible. Somebody in the family suffers, he will suffer. Somebody in the neighborhood suffers, he will suffer. Somebody in the world suffers, he will suffer. So that is a natural thing. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person sukoon in his heart.
Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna.
Just make shukr, increase shukr, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase the ni'mats.
Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sara, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna.
Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Whether the person lives or he dies, it is immaterial. As long as it is in the raza of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A Muslim, if he survives in the battlefield, then he's a ghazi. And if the person loses his life, he becomes a shaheed. Whether he lives or he dies, it is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that this banda of Allah, this servant of Allah, this slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as long as he lives and dies in the raza and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then he will be greatly rewarded. His living also must be in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, raza of Allah. Everything he must see that it must be the pleasure of Allah. I repeat that youngster's statement that he was complaining about parents, that he does everything for them, all the khidmat and service and everything. But one of his brothers seems to be the blue-eyed boy, that the parents will always talk about him very highly, praise him, and say that he's the one that is really doing this for us and doing that for us. So he says, I become sometimes disappointed. So I asked him that, what are you doing all this for? The khidmat of the parents, for what are you doing? Do you want that the parents must have every little while a get-together and then pass a vote of thanks that we hereby congratulate our son so-and-so on the khidmat and service that he did? If you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, so then wait for rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Why wait for all congratulations and praises here? And then I said, write it, engrave it on your heart. Do for the pleasure of Allah. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure. And believe me that that is the truth. So in the same way, when the person is going to live for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and die in Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, then he's enjoying the best of both worlds. So we are told to make use of the means in this world, because we are living in a world of means. But it must be within the parameters of Sharia and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So in the process, if the person goes through difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering because of his iman, because of his Islam, so then dying in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that is shahadat, which is a very, very great status and position.
Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا، یہی عاشقوں کی عادت، یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا، یہی عاشقوں کی عادت، کبھی گر یو بکا ہے، کبھی آہ سرد برنا.
That is what an عاشق is. The عاشق does not say that I'm only عاشق of sweets and chocolates and halwa. The عاشق has to also take بلوا. If the person he says an عاشق is a true lover, so then he cannot be a true lover if he's only a true lover as long as everything is pleasant and rosy and everything is beautiful. Then at that time he is a true lover. And the moment some difficulty comes, some test comes, some hardship comes, some pain and suffering comes, then he disappears and vanishes. Then that cannot be a true ashiq. All ushaq and lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find in their life, these two things will always go together. Sometimes they are making abundant shukr on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mats and blessings. And sometimes, giriya o bukahe, there's tears, there's crying. So the ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will be tested. But the one who is doing the testing, he himself will give the strength to bear that test. Therefore, not one ashiq of Allah ta'ala in the entire history of Islam, irrespective of what kind of conditions came upon them, of difficulties and hardship, pain and suffering, but not one ashiq of Allah ta'ala took his life, committed suicide, or complained that enough is enough now, how long am I going to keep suffering? Isn't Allah ta'ala watching? Na'uzu billah. And why only upon me all these difficulties and tests are coming? So many other people around the world are doing so much of haram and nothing is happening to them. The ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not say that. Allah ta'ala want to show that these are rijal. Rijalul la tulhihim tijaratum wala bay'un an zikrillah wa iqamis salah wa ita'iz zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulubu wal absar. We will conclude this because we do a little bit of zikrullah.
Mera har khata pe rona, mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا.
میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی. We are bandas of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, therefore we must cry over our sins, our weaknesses, our shortcomings. So یہی ہے میری تلافی. Then Allah ta'ala will also open the floodgates of His rahmat and His mercy. Because there are two protections that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave from His azab. One was Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's existence and presence. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ.
So two amans and two protection was given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken away. And the other protection that is still there is abundant istighfar and tawbah. Therefore Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, ذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. When istighfar could even benefit the kuffar, then you think it's not going to benefit the mu'mineen. So that is the only door that's left open to us. Of course, as I said, we will make use of the means. So even in this issue at present, the Palestinian issue, this is what we have to do. Assist and help in whichever way possible, just as the doctors have gone there. In whichever way a person can make their khidmat, help and assist, those mujahideen to get the resistance that they are putting up. So we must do that. Help with materially, help with du'as, and we ourselves must make plenty of istighfar and tawbah and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Yaar rahe arab to mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Yaar rahe arab to mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har waqt zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wird zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tawa. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tawa. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Oh my Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against me. They want to destroy me. They want to drag me down the gutters of shame and disgrace and embarrassment and humiliation. They want difficulties and hardship and pain and suffering to come upon me. They want to see me dragged into the fire of Jahannam. Who else can protect me from this nafs and shaitan's attacks, my Allah, except you, except you, except you.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو توبہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ، اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث او مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ جنرس موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ مائی ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب اللہ وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ اور بیگنگ بوز بیفور یو مائی رحیم اللہ اے رب کریم اے رب کریم یو آر کریم کریم گیوز ٹو ایون دوز دیٹ آر ناٹ ڈیزرونگ مائی اللہ We know we are not deserving of your rahmat, of your mercy, of your forgiveness.
of your generosity, of your kindness. We know we are not deserving, because day and night we violate your ahkam, day and night we disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore we know that we are not deserving, my beloved Allah, of your bounties and your ni'mats. But my Allah, we also know that you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, your treasures are for those who are believers in you. My beloved Allah, we have believed in you as our sustainer, as our Khaliq, as our Malik. My beloved Allah, we have believed in you as a Rahim, Kareem, Allah, most tolerant, most forgiving, most merciful, most kind and compassionate Allah. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. There is no other door that we can tap besides your door. There is none in this world before whom we will bow down except you, my Allah. Our pleadings are to you, my Allah. Our begging is before you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love those who beg of you. Those who do not beg of you, you become annoyed and displeased. Ya Allah, we have no capital of good deeds to present before you. We have nothing but mountains of sins and oceans of sins, my Allah. But you have given mankind the intelligence to make computer chips. One press of the delete button and everything can vanish and disappear. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. One dynamite stick can blow away huge mountains. With your fazl, with your kindness, blow away the mountains of our sins. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than the leaves of the trees of this world. Our sins are more than your entire creation put together. Your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from the ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever whatever is due, to seek forgiveness from those whom we have caused injury and pain and hardship and problems. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to perform our salat 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, children, neighbors, customers, clients, teachers, and everyone in mankind. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Open the floodgates of your mercy and forgiveness for us. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, then where do we go, my Allah? Bless us all with good health, physical and spiritual. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, envy, jealousy, malice. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our hearts throb with your love, my beloved Allah. Suno me naam tera dhadkano me, maza a jaye maula dil badal de. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, we are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Whosoever is ill, whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, those who have undergone operations, those who will be undergoing operations, those who have met up with accidents, whatever pain, injury they are suffering, Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, bless them with complete shifa from all ills. My beloved Allah, especially in Palestine at present, in so many other parts of the world, so many people are suffering serious injuries because of the attacks of the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and the nasara. Ya Allah, bless them with complete recovery and shifa. Those who have passed away, bless them with the highest stages in Jannat. Give sabre jameel and ajre azeem to those that they have left behind. Ya Allah, ease their difficulties. Remove their pain and suffering and problem. Come to the assistance of the mujahideen of the ummah, by Allah. Strengthen them, my beloved Allah. Send your ghaibi and unseen assistance and help to them. Use your ghaibi forces against the enemies, my Allah. Give those enemies hidayat, bless them with iman and Islam. But if they become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and suppression. Then remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Send gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. Mere Allah! Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai jo Badr ka Allah tha. Jo Uhud ka Allah. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Khandaq and at the time of Fateh Makkah. It is our weakness, my Allah. We are so disunited, fragmented. We have shattered the whole ummah. There is no unity, my beloved Allah. The regimes keep on watching the destruction of masajids and madaris. The babies and the children and the innocent men and women, and cannot come to their assistance. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Give us the himmat and courage to remove from our lives and from our homes all those things that are causing so much of corruption and fitnas in our own lives and the lives of our children. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, or cinema, or theater, or clubhouse, or gambling den, or dancing hall, or popping drugs in our mouths, or adultery, or fornication. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. My beloved Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment and shame to come upon us, our family members, or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the realization that the angel of death can strike anywhere, suddenly. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with mouth of shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. In the month of Ramadan, on the day of Jumu'ah, with your fazl and ihsan, Ya Allah, in a state of fasting at the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Our souls depart. We know we are placing a very, very tall order by Allah, but nothing is difficult for you. We are nothing. We are useless. But Ya Allah, you are Rahim and Kareem. And why are we asking that? We are asking so that when the rains of Rahmat blow,
to come down. When the winds of rahmat blow over the graveyard of Baqi, then we too may be forgiven. For we have nothing but sins and sins and sins. If it is not muqaddar there and destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he cried for us, how much he begged for us, how much he asked for us, how much of sacrifices he made for us. When he is informed that the ummah for whom you made so much of sacrifices, the ummah in discourse, cinemas, theatres, porn sites on the internet, and adultery and fornication and music and dance, how much of pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Rahim, you are well aware of the good wishes, good desires, aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, diseases, weakness, tests and trials of each and every individual, male and female, who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their pain and suffering. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjumano ki khidmat qubool farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.